This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, good to have you here on a Wednesday. It is the 16th of May, 2018. Glad to have you here. So much to talk about. By the way, the North Korean summit, Singapore summit, coming up June the 12th, it'll go forward. Right now, we've got a little posturing going on, of course, the breathless media. See, we can't trust the North Koreans. You can't do it. They're going to... Because Kim Jong-un's just smarter than Donald Trump. Easy. Take your medication. You'll be all right. Trust me. Here's a paper bag. Inhale deeply. It'll be fine. It's going to go forward. There's some posturing going on, and I stand by my comments, which I believe Donald Trump will work with Kim Jong-un and the Chinese and the South Koreans, and in the end, we will have a peace agreement on the Korean Peninsula for the first time in 65 years. We will have a plan to eliminate nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula, and we will have a plan to move forward and bring the Koreans in North Korea, the 25 million prisoners of the dying communist regime, we will bring those folks into the 21st century. Meanwhile, in South Africa, if you haven't noticed, they're spiraling toward communism. Yeah, unbelievable, but some, the ANC and others taking South Africa toward communism. It's unbelievable. I mean, how many examples do you need of failure around the world, whether it's Russia or China or Venezuela, you know, where human rights are ignored and the common good allegedly is pursued and so on and so forth. This nonsense never ends, but what's going on? A few other things I need to clean up for you today because there's so many things I don't get to all the things I like to get to. But a lot of distraction with the Korean situation right now. And, of course, the Israeli embassy, American embassy being moved to Jerusalem. That also, the liberals blaming America for the deaths of Palestinians and so forth, blaming America, blaming Israel for the deaths of Palestinians. Bernie Sanders, of course, a big supporter of the Palestinians. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? And the answer is, I don't know. Anyhow, the Palestinians attacked the Israelis they came by the thousands to the border to attack. And, well, they were repulsed and repelled. And, yes, some of them died, about 55. It's unfortunate. But if they had gone to work that day or stayed home with their family, that wouldn't have happened, now would it? Actions have consequences. Okay, shifting gears. The Supreme Court ruled this week that a lawyer representing a criminal defendant cannot go against his client's wish to assert his innocence, even if the attorney is trying to prevent a death penalty ruling. I would think that would not need to go to the Supreme Court, but it did, and you would think it would be a unanimous ruling, but it was not. If I tell my attorney, here's what I want, and here's what you're going to do, and you're my advocate, you work for me, you are my attorney, and that attorney goes against that, I think that attorney should be disbarred. Pretty simple. I think that, but the justices voted 6-3 in favor of Roy McCoy. Now, Roy's a dirtbag. All right. Roy is a dirtbag. He's a Louisiana death row inmate, duly convicted for crimes he committed. But McCoy insisted he was innocent. But his attorney, Larry English, went against McCoy's wishes and told the jury during the trial's guilt phase that McCoy was, in fact, guilty of the murder, but didn't deserve the death penalty because of his mental state. Nonetheless, the jury found McCoy guilty. They returned a death verdict anyway. On Monday, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who issued the opinion of the court, said that McCoy must be given a new trial. The Sixth Amendment guarantees a defendant the right to choose the objective of his defense and to insist that his counsel refrain from admitting guilt, even when counsel's experience-based view is that confessing guilt offers the defendant the best chance to avoid the death penalty. That's right. And you're my attorney. Sam Alito filed a dissenting opinion, which Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch joined, arguing that English had admitted that McCoy had admitted the victims, had admitted to killing the victims, but never admitted that the petitioner was guilty of first-degree murder. Well, there you go. If I tell my attorney this is what I want, that's what I want. I'm going to go against Neil Gorsuch. I'm going to go against Alito. I'm going to say that's what I believe. Schools in Georgia will be letting teachers have guns and holsters right there, open carry. Another Georgia school system approving a plan to arm teachers who volunteer to carry weapons. WSB Radio reporting that Bannon County School Board near the Tennessee line on Thursday unanimously approved the policy. The station reports that teachers can have guns holstered under the plan. Guns in bags or purses will not be allowed because you might forget it somewhere. You don't carry it everywhere, and then a kid could have access to it. But if it's on your hip, it's on your person, you get to keep it. The proposal says that employees must be approved by the Board of Education and the Fannin County Sheriff Department before they're allowed to carry weapons on school grounds. Of course, that will make the liberals in Atlanta go bananas, won't it? They won't care for that much. In West Sacramento, the city there launching a controversial new program that watches what people post online. The pilot project gives city leaders a look at what's trending in the city, whether it's good or bad. It also creates privacy concerns around how the data is being used. When a wave of mailbox thefts hit the city last year, people complained about it on social media, and West Sacramento was watching. City leaders alerted to the community, and they had concerns by the new system. We saw the thing that most people were talking about were mailbox thefts, said West Sacramento Mayor Christopher Cabaldon. And that's something that we might not have noticed if we're just waiting for people to come by City Hall or file a complaint. Well, yeah, I suppose that's some sense there. The concerns, though, are that they're watching too much of that and violating people's privacy. The city using Zen City, the name of the program, a system that crawls through publicly available social media posts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It takes all of that data and sorts through to find what people are talking about and whether it's positive or negative. Zen City, they say, they use it to find the big picture. In January, concerns came from the closure of a Safeway store and the brutal murder of two sisters at the hands of their father. In March, a shooting threat at River City High School generated negative posts over the lack of updates from police and school staff. Zen City probably should have invested in that stock. Oh, and if you didn't hear this, Bill O'Reilly's coming back to TV. That should make liberals pleased. It'll give them something to go crazy about. Yeah, he's coming to Newsmax. Newsmax, by the way, now reaching 50 million homes or more on television. Newsmax TV telling Page Six of the New York Post, a year after O'Reilly's abrupt exit from Fox News, where he was the top-rated host in cable news, he will be back. He was forced out after the disclosure of sexual harassment allegations and settlements paid to alleged victims. It's in advanced discussions now. Newsmax. It's on Dish. It's on Direct. It's all over the place. You can find it. Also likely joining Newsmax will be Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, and others. Newsmax setting itself up to play with the big boys, I guess. You know, get these people on board and then go play with the big boys. Newsmax. Look out. They're coming. So is Julie Gunlock. So is Dan Kildee, the congressman, and Ron Rademacher. They're all coming. But they're coming up here on this program. Will I be on Newsmax? Well, you never know. I'll look into it. I'll get back to you on it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.